Have you ever heard the expression, dreaming costs nothing? I think we have said it over and over again, right? But usually we say it when it comes to imagining those things that we would like to have. But in the end, we do not reach and we do not have because we consider that it is very difficult to achieve. Dreaming does not cost anything. Now, yes, the Lord allows us to dream. And it does not charge us for it. It is because he allows many times that through those dreams, we see the reality that he prepared beforehand for each and one of us. The dream of God, when it is placed in the heart of man, it's a dream that comes true. And you do not need to pay a price so that you can meditate on it in your heart. But you need perseverance, dedication, disposition, faith to achieve it. Life is about processes. And in God's processes, it generates excellent results because they drive us and lead us every day to know their purpose and to know where the Lord has prepared us. In Haggai, in chapter 2, there is a word that I like a lot. And I think we use it many times as some consolation to think that God has destined great things for us, something of which I do not doubt. Of course it is. But to think that overnight we will reach that point where we will see the splendor of what God has for us, to think that it will happen overnight, it is a serious mistake. We need time, we need processes, and we need maturity. And how the Lord tells us that the last glory will be greater than the first, like the Lord shows us that he has plans and that he will lead us to great things and he wants to manifest in our life and in our family. We have to learn that everything has a beginning. Yes, as you heard it, everything has a beginning. Unfortunately, when the beginnings are small, we consider that they are not the correct ones and we do not value them. That is to say, sometimes we despise the small beginnings because we are not beginning. When we already want to reach the end and it costs us, that's why I want to give you in this text talking about small beginnings in Job chapter 8. Verse 7. It is a short word, simple but forceful, where the Lord tells us the following. And although your beginning has been small, your last state will be very great. Wow. It's a word that Job is receiving. If you know the story of Job, I invite you to read it. If you know it, you will realize that he was going through a difficult time. But this promise comes to him as a snack. And even your beginning has been small, your last state will be very great compared to what it says in the book of Haggai in chapter 2, that God is the owner of gold and silver, and that the last glory of the house will be greater than the first. I think it has a lot to do there. As far as we are concerned, to arrive to the goal that the Lord has established. But everything, that there are beginnings, and that many times those beginnings are not going to be rosy. They are not going to be majestic as we hope. It's how many times we imagine. True, we know that the Lord gave us a promise to suddenly start a business, and we imagine many times if it was a fast food business. The first thing we bring to mind is, I'm going to start with a great place, many tables, air conditioner, and I put this and I put that, and he will make the best food, and I will sell a lot. And when we realize that we do not have enough money to get to that point. Although we know that with the help of the Lord, we are going to get there, we realize that we can only rent a small place, have a small car there for fast food in which to start. And a point to move forward, we determine that it is not how we thought it would be. And we consider that small beginning is not what we want. Therefore, we give up and we put it to the side. We always dream with a great beginning. And who would not like to have a great beginning? Of course, it is wonderful. But sometimes, in God, my beloved friends, we are not going to start in a great way. But what I know, what the Lord does promise, is that your last state will become very great. And that we should not despise small beginnings. It also happens to us when doors are open to us. We study, we are professionals, and we long to have a company or a good job. And when they call us from some work, we consider that it is not appropriate for us because it is something small. It's something small, medium-sized company. No, I want a multinational. And there we wander many times. We consider that those small doors are not the correct ones. But if we look from God's perspective, let me tell you that God has his ways of doing things, my beloved friends. God has his ways of doing things. And one of them is to teach us humility, to teach us that he is the owner of gold and silver. He is the owner of everything. And that small beginnings, when we value them, we are grateful and we remain faithful in the little, then we will be prepared to receive much more from God. We consider that a small door is not the right one. Let's see. Let's imagine that we want something. And two doors are placed in front of us. A small one that we can hardly enter and a large door in which we glimpse before our eyes. Which one would you choose? What would you consider, in your opinion, what is the correct door? I think most of us would go through the larger door, right? We would despise the little one because we were used to judging that one in that way. And when we opened the big one, we realized that there was no opportunity, that the opportunity really came at the small door. An example of this is the life of Joseph, a young man. He was handed over by his brothers. They almost killed him. They decided not to kill him and handed him over as a slave. Joseph arrives in Egypt, to the place that God had determined for him. However, he had to go through processes. Now, before all that happened, God showed Joseph what he had for him. It was something great, what he had never showed him. It was the processes he had to go through. Joseph had to start from scratch. He worked as a slave in the Potiphar's house. He was faithful. He was not paid well. They sent him to jail. In jail, he started again, approximately 3.5 years in jail. But there, he was faithful to God. He was constant. He knew he had a promise. How God was going to fulfill it, he didn't know. Perhaps many would think that it was regressing. Going from the Potiphar's house, from being the steward, to being a prisoner. For the world, it's a great setback. But that where the Lord had to take him, to impel him to great things. Yes, Joseph knew that God had a wonderful destiny for him in Egypt, and that he was going to occupy places of great honor. Most likely, he would have thought that through the work they had at the Potter's house, a man recognized by society, he would be in that space, that place where he was going to meet or was going to get great connection that would take him to the king and to occupy places of honor. But that was not God's idea. And when he went to jail, he accepted. However, suddenly, some fights in his mind. How could it happen to all of us? And thought that when you got to jail, it was going to be his end. The promises was not going to be fulfilled. Suddenly, we think that if it was in Potter's house, that things are going to give. No, in that place that nobody wants to go, in that small door that does not represent anything. But Joseph simply let himself be carried away by the Lord. And in the little door, he found the right connections to get to that place that God had determined for him. I hope these short words lead you to reflect and to meditate a little, to understand that everything has a beginning, my beloved friends. That perhaps the beginnings are not great, they are small. You have to pay a price. It will cost you. You have to be constant, stay. But remember that even if your beginning has been small, your last stage will be very great, because it is what God, our beloved Father, has determined in His purpose for your life. Do not despise small beginnings. Do not despise small doors. Do not despise the one that is small, because perhaps it is the connection. It's the link that God put there to bless you and to lead you to achieve your purpose. Let's learn to enjoy each time, to be grateful, and to observe clearly, not to get carried away by the pride or hatefulness of this world that is sown in us. And by thinking the bad idea that the world has given us of what success should be like and what beginnings should be like. Small beginnings necessary for big ends. Thank you, Lord, for your words and for what you teach us daily. The little things and small things, there is blessings. There is light. And this is a short word that we have received, but necessary to remind us that we should not complain, or we should not discard those opportunities because they are small, because they are sent by you. The small details make life simpler and more wonderful. And there you glorify yourself, because you are absolutely the owner of all things. Thank you for your word, Lord. Teach us, help us to keep it, and to be grateful, and to enjoy these small beginnings, because in you, the last state will be better. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Blessings.